Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Tell us about Quota Bundaberg.
Okay, Quota Bundaberg is a group of mostly ladies. We are an organisation that used to be part of Quota International, which was a worldwide organisation, but we now are just our own individual club. With affiliation with other Australian clubs and international clubs. We support disadvantaged women and children and also the deaf and hearing impaired. So they're the two things that Quota worldwide historically has supported and which our club works very hard to support. We try and keep the very vast majority of our fundraising locally because, as we know, in Bundaberg there's a lot of need and there's a lot of people that we can help with our assistance. We also make sure we have a lot of fun along the way. So although we are a service club, a lot of it is about community, friendships, personal development, and just actually having a lot of fun with our club members as we do some service in the community.
How many members have you got at the moment, Jess?
We have 13, and we'd dearly love to have some more. Yep. We punch above our weight in the amount of fundraising we do, but we are very relaxed in terms of knowing that people have family commitments, work commitments, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So it's each person contributes according to what and when they feel comfortable with. And we do focus as well on the social side of trying to have lots of fun while we're doing that.
Now, you've got a big event coming up. It is Loud Shirt Lunch. Coming up, tell us about this, because this sounds like a whole lot of fun, because let me tell you, Daniel's got a few loud shirts.
Well, Daniel would be welcome if he wants to come along. So because Quota has traditionally supported deaf and hearing impaired, Loud Shirt Day is something that happens across Australia and New Zealand to raise funds for organisations that help deaf and hearing impaired, particularly children, but not just children. Yep. So Loud Shirt Day, bring along your loudest shirt. The idea is loud is to assist with hearing. Mm-hmm. So we have this lunch and we do something each year to raise funds. It's at the Young Australian Hotel. It's a lunch. There's prizes for the loudest shirt. There's raffles. There's some very good guest speakers with personal experience of being hearing impaired. Mm-hmm. We have music, raffles, all sorts of things. So tickets have sold really fast. There are a few remaining. It is on the 23rd of October, the Sunday at the Young Aussie, if anyone would like to come along. But it's just one of the things that Quota does as having fun, helping the community. Our ladies will have a lot of fun at the fundraiser as well as organising it.
Jan Haster is the Quota Club of Bundaberg's publicity officer, joining me this morning on The Big Brekkie. Now, Jazz, not only are you doing this particular fundraiser, you've got a bus trip to Brisbane. This is going to be a whole lot of fun and a big couple of days, I'm sure.
And lots of fun. Quota, as well as the deaf and hearing impaired, we support disadvantaged women and children. Yep. Things we do, which we always need to raise funds for, we regularly support Eden Place, which is the women's shelter. Yep. We take up care packs, so say women or families that arrive in the middle of the night with nothing, at least they have a comb, a toothbrush, the basic toiletries to give them that dignity and help them to settle in. So things like that, we need to run fundraisers. And our bus trip down to Brisbane, we call it Friends, Food, Fun and Fashion. It's an overnight bus trip on the 12th and 13th of November, staying overnight in Brisbane. Start off with your Monday markets, which is a great spot to have some lovely breakfast. We then go through to Chermside, staying overnight Brisbane City, and a quick trip through to the DFO. Yeah. But we get lots of ladies that just have a lot of fun. We do some raffles on the bus. Not just ladies, but it's just a great weekend for a few girlfriends to go along, mother, daughter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some people go down there and catch up with family or friends in Brisbane, not having to brave the roads.
Yep.
But lots of fun, and there are some seats available if anyone's interested. Now, and again, an example of what Quota does as a fun way of raising funds for our community.
Now, finally, Jazz, we mentioned there at the top, tell us about Quota. So are you looking for new members at the moment? Are you satisfied with the numbers? Where are you at the moment?
We would love to have some new members. We know that there's probably a lot of people coming to town now, moving to Bundy, maybe haven't got those social connections. We meet on a Wednesday lunchtime, the first Wednesday of the month. We do a social event also once a month. Yep. But, anyone that's looking to just help with the community, particularly if you've got that interest in the deaf and hearing impaired or the disadvantaged women and children, or just want to make some connections and come along and have some fun, please get in touch with us, and we'd love to invite you to a meeting or to one of our events, or to our Christmas party, which is coming up towards the end of the year. But we'd certainly love to have some new members, so if anyone's interested, please get in touch.
Now, is the best way through a website or a Facebook page?
Best way probably is the Facebook page, yep. Which is the Quota Club of Bundaberg.
Yep. We'll have all the details on our website as well for you, Jazz, so that way it is the one-stop shop. Well, Jazz, really do appreciate your time this morning telling us all about Quota Club. Of course, you've got the Loud Shirt Lunch coming up and that bus trip to Brisbane. Wish you well with everything and raise a heap of money.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Daniel. Really appreciate the chance to chat with you. Thank you.
It is my pleasure. That is Jazz Hassler, the Quota Club of Bundaberg's publicity officer, joining us this morning on 1332 4BU.